Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everyone. To all the fathers, the stepfathers, mothers that's playing father's roles. And because it's 2021, things are changing. Hey, you got to give a shout out to the studs that's playing the father role. Now, I'm not, we got to include everybody. And for your, for those that you don't know, a stud is a female that's real masculine. And she has a girlfriend. And sometimes the girlfriend may have kids, and the stud is there to be the father. Now, it looks awkward, and it may confuse the kids. But I understand, because no matter what, all kids should be loved. Now, it's so much I want to talk about today, but the first thing I want to talk about is deadbeats, and why the word deadbeat is always attached to the male, to the man, when clearly there are deadbeat moms. It's very rare, but there are deadbeat moms. And this right here is from personal experiences. The mother of that child is considered a deadbeat, by my opinion, if she refuses to let that man see their child or children, or she makes it hard for him to see his kids. Now, I know a lot of times, and that's not everybody, because there's a lot of times men would, men may pay child support and they feel that's all that they have to do. But let me tell you, it's more to money, paying money, and more than paying money to being a dad, because the time you can never get back. Time outweighs money. Most of the material things that you bought for your kids, they'll never remember it. But if you spend time going to the park, throwing the ball, take little girls to the mall, take them skating or whatever, that stuff will stick with them forever. And you want your children to grow up with memories. When they grow up with memories, that's like you can stick your chest out and be that proud dad, because you left those children or child with a lot of memories. But if you just paying child support, you're buying these expensive gifts, that's only maybe 5% of becoming a dad. Because the children are long, they're young, they don't know. Just because you got a lot of money, you got to take the time to be in these children's or kids' lives to be able to walk around and talk about how great of a dad, or you feel good being a dad. Because if you're not doing that, you're really not being a dad. Child support doesn't equal being a dad, being a father. Now, getting back to the deadbeat mom, if you love your children, you will stop all this foolishness about not letting him see the kids. Or because an issue that happened between you and the dad. And I know some women, you're really hurt. He cheated or whatever the case may be. But you know that's one thing that can get him. And you got to understand, sometimes you could do stupid stuff like that and it don't faze the man. If it doesn't faze your partner or your ex, it falls into the lap of your child. That child will grow up angry, having anxiety, need counseling, and so many issues that child will have to grow up with. Now, you think you're hurting the man, yeah, you might hurt him, but you're hurting your child too. So why do anything that could harm your child or keep your child from being happy? Some people grow up, the children are unhappy, they're having trouble at school. But a lot of this is associated with you promoting hate and dislike towards your ex instead of letting it go and being a better woman. Let it go. You might not even, you know, he might, if you really don't like him like you say you do, do me a favor. Let him see the kids. If the kids want to go around daddy, let them go around daddy. If you really not jealous and hurt inside because he's moved on, that's a way to prove that you're a grown up, you're mature, and you don't care what he does. But don't be that wedge to stop the children and the father from having a relationship, you know. And sometimes he might not be ready, or he might just be young or doing shit that you're not down with. And if it's not healthy for you and the child, y'all relationship as a whole, sometimes y'all just had to go your separate ways. But when you go the separate ways, leave the communication channel open so that he can always come back and talk to the child, be there. And fellas, I say again, just because you pay child support don't make you a father. It does not, I repeat, does not make you a father. Spending time makes you a father. Being there, picking the children up from daycare, school, showing up for doctor's appointments, showing up, taking the kids to maybe piano lessons, events. This is, I'm speaking from a single father. You done moved on. She's moved on. But your part in that child's life still plays a role into who that child grows up into become. Time is better than money. I repeat, time is better than money. Show up. Be there. Let that child know. Even if you hate this woman, fellas, you got to. You got to show up and be there. Show up and show out. Be a man. This is real man shit. This is what real men do. Don't be holding on to anger, playing the get back game. Because always remember, when you do anything towards your baby mama, or women doing things towards your baby father, the child takes on the hurt. No, you're not hurting no one but the child. Now, and a lot of times growing up, a lot of us come from single parent households or whatever the case may be. And as men, we cannot use that as a crutch but for so long. Because if your daddy was not there with you and didn't do what he was supposed to do, you should learn to be better than what he was. You should say to yourself, you know what? My daddy left my mom, and I'm not going to do that to my children. That's what you should do. If you want to brag about being a father, that's what you do. Because, you know, when I grew up, I didn't have a father. But I wasn't angry, but I wondered why. And I never put full blame on him either, because I wasn't there, didn't know the situation between those two, mom and dad. All I know is I'm happy that they came to some kind of agreement to have fun that night and create who I am. That's all that I could ask for. And to put it in perspective, growing up with just my mom, I thought that was natural light. That was natural. That's how things supposed to be. Because everybody I knew had a father growing up. A lot of kids had a father. I didn't have one. But I thought that was normal. Because if you could not tell me that I was not living with Superwoman. Because my mom continuously made things happen over and over and over and over. She made things happen. Daddy was absent. I just let it go, you know. And we also, and if Dad wasn't there, I know some people hang on to the hurt and pain, but you got to think about it. If Daddy wasn't there, he might didn't have a daddy. Daddy might didn't have a daddy. So now you don't have a daddy or granddaddy. So at this point, it's up to you to break the cycle of great men becoming fathers. It's up to you. You can break the cycle as of right now to the day and stop using those excuses. But I say this too. Now, if you want to hold the grudge against your father, the man that slept with your mama and had an amazing night, you got to do some research. Find out who his daddy was. Find out who his granddaddy was. Because a lot of times, they didn't have a daddy. And it's best been, the shit just been trickling down. Nobody know how to be a father because they wasn't taught by a father. So it's up to you to break that cycle. As of today, we're going to turn it around. We're going to be fathers. And fathers, and one thing you must understand is being a father. If you have daughters, you have to be there. You have to be there. You have to be there for sons too, but for different reasons. When you have little girls, father's supposed to be the first man that a female loves. If she don't have love for her father or a good relationship with a father, she probably going to have relationship problem with men throughout her whole life. It's going to be issues throughout her whole life because she's looking for love and she's looking for a dad. Some women take the abuse and they take the love. He beat your ass one day, but he loves you the next day. You're still searching for your father, but you're looking for somebody to love. So I say this to say, men, if you have daughters, it's important that you stay in their life, their lives, and you show them the type of men that is okay. You know, if you treat your daughter nice, you tell her you love her, you open the door, you do this and that, she's going to expect men that enters her life, she's going to think back, well, my daddy did this, my daddy did that. And that's how she's going to invite men to come into her world by the things that you taught them. But if you want to knock her mom up and just run, get her mom pregnant and run, and then it's bad letting another man raise your child. Because that's your child. Don't let another man raise it. You be there to show her what's right from wrong. You know. And if, like I say, if you there for that love and support for that little girl, she should be okay when it comes to the relationship department. And with little boys, as a father, now when you leave mama and there's no uncles around, little boys they get emotional and they pick it up from a woman. Because a female is more emotional. For example, little boys might want something. And if mama can't get it, what do? They storm off. They get mad. That's a female trait. The little boy is emotional. But as a man or a father, you are there to tell that little boy to stop that damn whining, because this is not what we're going to do. See, mama will tend to let him whine a little longer, but a man is not going to let him whine and do what he wants, because a man going to put him in check. Now, while we're on fathers, like I say, congratulations. Hey, if you're a great father, keep doing it. If you know a great father, let him know. Let him know that he's great. Or let him know that he's appreciated. But we got some men that don't do what they're supposed to do. And we call them fuckboys. P-H-U-C-B-O-Y. Fuckboys. Because they don't take care of their responsibilities. A fuckboy would do something like have kids by a woman, but always play that he don't have enough money to help her. But he could date this chick with no kids or with kids and do everything in the world for her. But his biological kids is always, I don't have. So he's considered a fuckboy. Now, a lot of y'all might not want to say or look at it as it is a bad word, but it's not a bad word. It's P-H-U-C-B-O-Y. It sounds bad, but it's not bad. It's just like if you putting your garden together, you need a hoe. You need a hoe. I'm a country boy. I know this. If you have a hoe, that garden is going to come together a little better than what it normally would. You always got to have a hoe. Same difference, you know. It sounds bad, but it's needed. Now, while we're talking about daddies and great daddies and doing what you're supposed to, and this might be a little, I'm reaching a little bit, but I was just noticing the other day, the TV show Maury. That's the show when they say you are not the father. So it's still some women out here that are lying. But I understand though. And I understand that some women will point the finger at who they want to be the father. I'm gonna give you a perfect example. If a woman is sleeping with two men, one of them, he's never had a job, but he got her pregnant. But he's a nice guy. He never have no money. And if she want him to keep the kids, he will be there for the kids. That's guy number one. Guy number two, he's the guy with the job. He loves her. He spoils her. He loves the kids that are not biologically his, but he knows the woman comes with a package. Now that's the man she's sleeping with, and she don't have kids by him. But guy number two, the baby daddy, he don't have nothing going for himself. He lives at home with his mom and daddy, 35, 40 years old, and he still had, he can charm her, but she know he don't have nothing going on in life. But she got two little kids by him. He don't support them, but she'll drop them off with him, and she had to pick him up in less than 2-3 hours. That's what he does. But she still has a soft spot. So if she get pregnant and the guy she's in love with, she sleeps with him on a regular. But the other guy, she might sleep with him maybe once a month because he's the father of the other two kids. I can see a situation like that she's going to blame the guy she sleeps with every day, the one that's showering her with the love. That's the type of female that goes on Mari and they say, you're not the father. So I can understand the situation. And I'm about to bring this to a closing because we done talked about 20 minutes. And my thing is to only talk to you about 13 minutes. I don't want to take up too much of your time. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Tell your daddy happy Father's Day, your brother, whatever. And I'll talk to y'all next week.